Well, 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 if it ain't the little Welsh rabbit.
I look up and the room swims in and out of focus. The lights from the candles on each of the tables making golden ribbons in front of my eyes. From out of the darkness, a pair of cold grey eyes bearing down on me, the face behind the voice that I hoped never to hear again. I see him in his black suit and his white shirt and his black tie, the light dancing round him like a halo, only he wouldn't wear a halo, not him, not the chopper. Scars on my arms from him. Scars on my legs, on my back, on my belly, on my backside. 2 years old, but suddenly they hurt afresh, throbbing out a flesh warning that brings the room back into focus. The lights falling away, the sounds of music and chatter replacing them.
That's all you ever do is rabbit, ain't you, girl?
He kneels down so his face is level with mine, and I can see those long lines down the side of his mouth, deeper scars. His face the same shape as the tool of his trade, a hatchet with a haircut, pasty white skin with pockmarks and blackheads in those eyes, those cold, cold eyes. What do you want? I hear myself say, my skin prickling with fear like a million tiny electric shocks, telling me, get out of the room, get out of the room. He waves a finger in my face.
See, there you go again, Welshie, all fucking mouth. Ain't you ever gonna learn to keep it shtum?
I shrink away, avert my gaze to the empty glass in front of me, smeared with lipstick and grubby fingerprints. My discomfort makes him laugh, makes him lean in closer so I can smell his breath, tobacco and whiskey over rotten teeth. He whispers in my ear.
You're on the skids, ain't you, Elshie? Big tits Beryl's giving you the boot, I hear.
My mind shrinks and crawls. Big tits Beryl, coat hanger in a beefy hand, thrashing the arse off me after I did something wrong. Something with the lorry drivers, something I don't want to remember. Rubbing it better afterwards with baby oil, saying she was being lenient on me, doesn't want me to look like damaged goods or I won't be able to go out and earn for her, but it was for my own good. Rubbing it in greedily, hot fingers searching out places her steel whip never reached, rubbing and rubbing, hot and red, fear and disgust rising up in me. I pick up the empty glass. Think about smashing it into his face, adding to the scars there. Remember the chopper and put it down again. Get out of the room, get out of the room.
Ain't no one paying for any more of that mother's ruin.
He's changed his tone now, talking softer, more conciliatory, but still with an underscore of menace between us, white sparks dancing in the air.
I could have a job for you if you want it.
He stretches out that finger again, traces a line along my jaw.
Looks to me like you need it, girl. You ain't no Lily of the Valleys no more.
His grip tightens in my face, fingers sharp into my skin. He turns my head around to face him, balls into me with those cold, empty eyes.
But you'll do.
His mouth twists into a sneer, his breath curdling the air.
For this little scene.
I don't... I begin, but a wave of applause drowns out my words. People around me getting to their feet, applauding whatever it was we were here to see. If only I could remember why I was here and what this was. The chopper's hand under my elbow now, dragging me out of my seat, unsteady on my feet. The lights burning and sliding now as he propels me away from the crowd, from the people and the noise, down a back set of stairs, some secret place that he has access to, always the secret places with the chopper, down and down the staircase. Music ringing, tinny, distorted through the walls, out into the Soho night. I know this is Soho, but I can't remember how. Have I been here before? This backyard with cobbles, this dark space between the bright lights? It feels familiar, and yet... there's a black car waiting there. A long black car. The black car. Oh God. Oh Jesus. I know what this car is for, what those two figures in the front seat want with me, those men with their faces lost in the darkness. I try and pull away from the chopper's grasp, but his hands are firm, digging into my elbows. Bruises blooming under his grip, I can feel them, and my feet slip on the cobbles, my worn down heels that I never had the money to get mended, sliding backwards. The chopper hauls me over, curses dropping from his crooked lips, leans across to the man in the passenger seat.
This'll do for ya. Got enough gin in it to withstand almost anything. Likes it rough anyway, silly little slag.
He opens the back door, bundles me in. Says something else to the man in the passenger seat, something I can't hear. Here comes the candle to light you to bed. The seats are smooth, made of leather. It smells of cologne in here, clean and expensive, but I don't feel safe, not at all. There's a wooden partition between the men and me, so I can't see them. The windows are tinted, so I can't see out either. The engine starts up and the car begins to move. Not a car, no. A coffin on wheels. I reach for the door handle on the left side. There's nothing there. I turn to my right. She's sitting there, in her blue and white striped summer dress. Her brown hair cut in the style of an actress she'd favoured. Something not right about the tilt of her neck. I watch with horror as she puts up a hand to push her head back up and looks at me, her eyes filled with pity. And as she does, a strange music begins to play. Sounds like it's coming from a radio. Like the music on the stairs, it is tinny and distorted, but I can hear a man's laugh and a woman's scream. I look at her ruined face and I start to think of all those times I cracked my heels on the Whitechapel Road, earning brass for Beryl. All the dirty lorries and shabby cars, and none of them so terrifying as this. This sleek, purring coffin, taking me out of this world and into the next. A song I once heard in a coffee bar, playing out my funeral march, mocking me. I look down at the stained skirt of my mustard-coloured dress, and I remember what my ma said to me before she died. How I had to wait till I got married, and then I could have a string of pals, as long as the sidings in Barry. But never take money from a man, no. Never take money from a man. I call myself smart, but I was never smart. I should have listened to my ma, but now it's too late. The chopper's got his revenge on me, no peace in the valley for me. The chopper has found me and come back for me and put me here in this coffin where I can't escape. And soon it will be the earth, the cold, cold earth. And I'll lie there, my mouth open in a scream until the flesh falls away and there's nothing left. No funeral, no chapel. Now abide with me, sung like a beautiful wave of peace by the men from down the mines. Just nothing. A long, loud screaming. Nothing.